आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज सक्सेसिव ऑपरेशन सिंदूर रूटेड इन कटिंग एज टेक्नोलॉजी एंड मेक इन इंडिया इनिशिएटिव इन डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन। Prime Minister to inaugurate 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-story flats for MPs in New Delhi this morning. Centre to disburse 3,200 crore rupees in crop insurance to 30 lakh farmers today. Election Commission issues notice to Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his allegations of voter fraud in the 2024 Lok Sabha polls. Indian women pugilists Nisha and Muskan bag gold medal at Under-19 Asian Boxing Championships in Bangkok. And Anu Rani wins gold in women's javelin throw at Indian Open 2025 World Athletics Continental Tour Bronze Meet in Bhubaneswar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has attributed the success of Operation Sindoor to the power of cutting-edge technology and Make in India initiative in defence production. Addressing a gathering in Bengaluru, Mr. Modi said, "The entire world has witnessed the new face of New India as the country's armed forces destroyed terrorist hideouts deep across the border and compelled Pakistan to retreat within hours."
Operation Sindoor mein bhartiya senaon ki safalta seema paar kai kilometer bhitar aatankwadi thikanon ko nest nabood karne ki taqat aur aatankwadiyon ke bachao mein utre Pakistan ko kuch hi ghanton mein ghutnon par lane ki hamari kshamta पूरी दुनिया ने नए भारत के इस स्वरूप के दर्शन किए हैं।
Calling for greater self-reliance in technology, Prime Minister stressed for zero defect, zero effect manufacturing standards.
हम भारत की जरूरतों को और ज्यादा प्रायोरिटी दें, हमें नए प्रोडक्ट्स डेवलप करने में और तेजी से आगे बढ़ना है। आज हर डोमेन में सॉफ्टवेयर और ऐप का इस्तेमाल हो रहा है, इसमें भारत नई ऊंचाई पर पहुंचे, ये बहुत जरूरी है। हमें मेक इन इंडिया में मैन्युफैक्चरिंग सेक्टर में भी बेंगलुरु और कर्नाटका की प्रेजेंस को और मजबूत करना है और मेरा आग्रह है हमारे प्रोडक्ट्स जीरो डिफेक्ट जीरो इफेक्ट के स्टैंडर्ड पर टॉप क्वालिटी के होने चाहिए।
Mr. Modi said Bengaluru has placed India on the global IT map and now it must lead in emerging technologies and manufacturing to fulfill the vision of Vikasit Bharat. Prime Minister called the city a symbol of New India's rise, blending philosophical heritage with technological prowess. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-story flats for Members of Parliament, MPs, at Baba Khadak Singh Marg in New Delhi today. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will also plant a sindoor sapling at the residential premises. He will also interact with Shramjeevis and address the gathering. More from our correspondent.
The residential complex is designed to be self-sufficient and is equipped with a full range of modern amenities to meet the functional needs of members of parliament. It incorporates environmentally sustainable features that contribute to energy conservation, renewable energy generation, and effective waste management. The complex is also Divyangjan friendly, demonstrating a commitment to inclusive design. Each residential unit offers approximately 5,000 square feet of carpet area, providing ample space for both residential and official functions. Dedicated areas for offices, staff accommodation, and a community center have been included to support members of parliament in fulfilling their responsibilities as public representatives. All buildings within the complex are constructed to be earthquake resistant in accordance with modern structural design norms. A comprehensive and robust security system has been implemented to ensure the safety of all residents. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will distribute crop insurance claims worth over 3,200 crore rupees to more than 30 lakh farmers during an event in Jhunjhunu, Rajasthan today. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare said that the claim payments will be digitally transferred to bank accounts of farmers through Direct Benefit Transfer, DBT. More from our correspondent.
the central government will digitally transfer over 3,200 crore rupees in crop insurance claims to more than 30 lakh farmers under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana. During the event, farmers in Madhya Pradesh will receive 1,156 crore rupees, farmers in Rajasthan will get 1,121 crore rupees, farmers in Chhattisgarh will receive 150 crore rupees, and farmers in other states will get 773 crore rupees directly. The program is expected to see large participation from farmers in Junjunu, Sikar, Jaipur, Kotputli, Behrod, and other districts, while lakhs of farmers from various states across the country will join virtually. In a statement, Ministry of Agriculture said that since its launch in 2016, the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana has covered over 78 crore farmer applications and disbursed claims worth 1.83 lakh crore rupees against a total farmer paid premium of 35,864 crore rupees. With Pallavi's report, this is Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has issued notice to Congress leader Rahul Gandhi seeking documents to back his allegations of voter fraud during the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. In a notice issued by Chief Electoral Officer, CEO of Karnataka, Mr. Gandhi has been asked to provide documents to substantiate his allegations of vote theft in Mahadevapura Assembly segment, which is part of Bengaluru Central Lok Sabha seat. It sought the details after the opposition leader's press conference in New Delhi on the 7th of August. The ECI said that the documents for the claims can be provided so that a detailed inquiry could be conducted in the matter. More from our correspondent.
The Election Commission of India has tweeted a copy of the notice issued to Congress leader Rahul Gandhi. The notice signed by CEO Karnataka addressed to Rahul Gandhi has requested him to provide relevant documents on the basis of which he has concluded that a voter, Shakun Rani or anyone else, have voted twice so that a detailed inquiry can be undertaken by this office. The notice reads that August 7th press conference by Rahul Gandhi claims that the voter Shakun Rani has voted twice and it was based on EC data. On inquiry by the commission, Shakun Rani has stated that she has voted only once and not twice. Hence, the commission has sought relevant documents based on which the claims of vote theft are made by Rahul Gandhi. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
Chief Electoral Officer of Maharashtra has issued notice to Mr. Gandhi asking him to submit a signed declaration within 10 days regarding alleged inclusion of ineligible electors and exclusion of eligible electors in electoral rolls. In a similar notice, Haryana CEO has asked Rahul Gandhi to provide within 10 days the documents on roll anomalies as alleged by him in the state, along with a signed declaration affirming them to be true. The Election Commission had earlier asked Mr. Gandhi to either submit a formal declaration as per rules or apologize to the country for making false allegations. Relief and rescue operations are ongoing in the Harshil and Dharali regions of Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand following recent natural disasters. The administration, armed forces and other agencies have launched full-scale efforts to restore normalcy. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed officials to expedite all relief efforts. More details from our correspondent.
In the aftermath of the recent disaster in Uttarkashi, relief and rescue efforts are progressing swiftly. Electricity production has resumed from the micro hydro project in Harshil and power supply has been restored in nearby areas. A team from the State Hydropower Corporation is present on site to drain water from the lake formed on the Bhagirathi River. On the Gangotri National Highway, a Bailey Bridge has been constructed at the site of the collapsed bridge in Limcha Ghat, restoring road connectivity to Dabrani. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has instructed officials to complete the assessment of the damage to public and private property within a week.
अभी तक 1200 से अधिक लोगों को हेली सेवा के माध्यम से रेस्क्यू किया गया और अभी भी हेली सेवा हमारी चल रही है जो गंगोत्री धाम हर्षिल अन्य स्थानों पर आए हुए
On the other hand, Badrinath National Highway has been blocked at several points due to landslides and efforts are ongoing to clear the route. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Moving on to the world of sports, in boxing, young Indian women pugilists Nisha and Muskan showcased the impressive skills by winning gold medals, while five others bagged silver in the Under-19 Asian Boxing Championships in Bangkok yesterday. We have a report.
Nisha dominated the ring with a 4-1 win over China's Sui Yang in the 54kg category, while Muskan edged past Kazakhstan's Ayazan Armak 3-2 in a nail-biting 57kg match. India also bagged silver through Aarti Kumari, Kritika Vasant and Prachi Tokas across heavier categories. On the men's side, Rahul Kundu clinched gold in the 75kg category, defeating Uzbekistan. With this, India has now won 3 golds, 7 silvers and 4 bronze medals in the tournament, taking the overall tally to 14. In athletics, Olympian Anu Rani won the women's javelin throw title at the Indian Open 2025 World Athletics Bronze Level Continental Tour in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. She recorded a best throw of 62.01 meters. On winning the title, Anu said,
"मेरा बहुत अच्छा experience था. दो दिन पहले ही मैंने 62 plus किया था और back to back दूसरा competition में 62 किया है और मुझे बहुत कुछ सीखने को मिला है. बस ये कि खुद का mindset अगर अच्छा है तो हाँ हम अपना अच्छा कर सकते हैं.
In chess, Indian Grandmaster Nihal Sarin registered his first win at the Chennai Grandmasters 2025, beating fellow Indian Grandmaster Arjun Arigesi in a 70-move battle that ended Arjun's unbeaten streak. And finally, a proud moment for India in rugby. India's women's team clinched bronze at the Asia Rugby Under 20 Championship in Rajgir, Bihar, defeating Uzbekistan. It's the team's first ever medal on the home soil and a historic moment as India hosted the tournament for the first time. With Mayur's report, Sanyukta Yadav, Sports Desk.
A 6.1 magnitude earthquake struck Sindirge in western Turkey. The Turkish Disaster Management Agency, AFAD, said the quake was felt across several cities in the west of the country, including Istanbul and the tourist hotspot of Izmir. According to Turkish media, several buildings collapsed in Baykazır province following the quake. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh during the next 7 days. IMD has also issued orange colour warning in these states for today. The weather agency further predicted very heavy rainfall at isolated places over West Bengal and Sikkim today. While Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Punjab, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Telangana and Andaman Nicobar Islands are expected to experience heavy rainfall today. IMD also said that thunderstorm accompanied with lightning and gusty winds are expected various isolated places over Bihar, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Jharkhand. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. today, we will bring an insightful discussion on organ donation, a lease to new life, with Shiny Suman Pradhan, Joint Director, NOTTO, and Dr. Rajesh Sinha, Officer in Charge of the National Eye Bank and the General Secretary of the Eye Bank Association of India. During the program, the listeners will have an opportunity to ask our expert questions related to various aspects of organ donation and how to be a part of this life-saving cause. To participate, simply dial telephone number 011-2371-7117 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Pramod. All newspapers lead with the story of PM Modi hailing Operation Sindoor as a success and attributing it to Indian technology and Make in India initiative, the Asian Age headlines. Indian tech brought Pakistan to its knees during Operation Sindoor, while the Hindu headlines, India brought Pak to its knees within hours, says the PM. Most papers have as their lead the story of Rajnath Singh targeting US President Donald Trump over the doubling of tariff and calling India a dead economy. And the Indian Express headlines, Rajnath swipe at Trump, Sabka boss doesn't like India's rise, can't stop us. PM Rajnath Singh take jibe at Trump over tariffs, headlines the Pioneer. And finally, India's most loved and household comic hero, Chacha Chaudhary, is back. But this time, diving into the waters of the Ganga to battle the villains threatening the river's health. The Statesman says, Chacha Chaudhary and Sabu team up for Ganga cleanup. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says success of Operation Sindoor rooted in cutting-edge technology and Make in India initiative in defence production. Prime Minister to inaugurate 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-storey flats for MPs in New Delhi this morning. Centre to disburse 3,200 crore rupees in crop insurance to 30 lakh farmers today. Election Commission issues notice to Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his allegations of voter fraud in the 2024 Lok Sabha polls. Indian women pugilists Nisha and Muskan bagged gold medal at Under-19 Asian Boxing Championship in Bangkok. And Annu Rani wins gold in women's javelin throw at Indian Open 2025 World Athletics Continental Tour Bronze Meet in Bhubaneswar. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.